Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and a lot of it's being made, and it's being made all over the place. Starting in Virginia, it's a sad day. The Republicans took the governorship, as you know, late last year. Glenn Youngkin, a money man, just a money manager, no political experience, snuck his way in. Well, he signed about 11 executive orders. He's sworn in as governor now, and he signed 11 executive orders. Here are some of the lowlights, trying to undo a lot of things that had made Virginia progress in the last 4 years, actually the last 8 years. He immediately lifted all school masking requirements. Now, let me tell you something. Yesterday, it was reported Wisconsin had 35,000 cases, new cases, 35,000. It blew the old record to smithereens. People have gotten very, very lazy about this because vaccines, everything was great. The Delta variant seemed to be under control. Omicron comes along. Omicron is possibly less serious medically, but a lot easier to transmit. And he lifts the school mask requirements in Virginia. Before he became governor, Virginia had one of the highest vaccination rates of any state in the country. And now he lifts the school mask requirements and there's pushback. Virginia is a very different state. You know, the suburbs around Washington, D.C. are full of people who are in the government. It's an affluent area. It's a highly educated area. And it's people don't take kindly to somebody saying, all right, kids don't have to wear masks and it doesn't matter if they get COVID. But it's a magnificent, it's a beautiful state if you've never been there. Physically, very beautiful state. I was stationed in Little Creek, Virginia on a ship. It was home ported in Little Creek. We were hardly ever there because we were usually at sea. There's a lot of Navy in Virginia, and especially around the Norfolk area. There's about five bases, maybe more. Norfolk, Little Creek, Virginia Beach, Newport News. There's a lot of Navy around there. And then in the South and the West, of course, you get much more rural. But there are a lot of different points of view in Virginia. And Youngkin goes, all right, we're going to lift the school mask requirement. Well, the school districts around Washington, D.C. say, no way, Jose. In Alexandria, all these bedroom communities of Washington, D.C., they're not going to put up with that, and they're going to start a lawsuit. So the clown, the minute he gets into office, he draws himself a lawsuit trying to pose for holy pictures on masks to the right of his party. The next executive order he signed was banning critical race theory from being taught and, quote, anything, this is great, quote, inherently and any inherently divisive concept, end quote. Really, any inherently divisive concept. Well, that'd be really great. I'll tell you what, George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, Madison, Hamilton, they had some inherently divisive concepts. It was called a republic instead of a monarchy. It upended European history. And what it also did was it set the groundwork for the French Revolution, which in turn generated many inherently divisive concepts throughout the 19th century. Abraham Lincoln had inherently divisive concepts. He thought slavery should be illegal and is wrong. And when people pointed out to him that the Constitution even mentioned slavery. The Constitution didn't prohibit it. Remember something, Abraham Lincoln never went to school. I'm not talking about college or high school. He worked on the farm, and then at night, he would read the classics by firelight. He was self-educated. But Abraham Lincoln understood constitutional law a lot better than constitutional law professors. And Abraham Lincoln responded, and he said, talk about an inherently divisive concept. He said, well, the Declaration of Independence is in many respects part of our national fabric, part of our unspoken constitution. And that says that all men are created equal. And that says that we are, if you read the Declaration of Independence, you can say that it would not tolerate slavery. And people said, well, but that was written a long time ago, and there was slavery at the time. And he said, just watch. And then they fired on Fort Sumter, and we responded, and the rest is history. His were inherently divisive concepts. There are a lot of inherently divisive concepts. Franklin Roosevelt said that Nazism was wrong. That's an inherently divisive concept. It's a great concept. So what does Youngkin think he's doing down there? When he's asked, and when he was asked during the campaign, about critical race theory, his answer was, yeah, there's no course in Virginia called critical race theory. I agree with that. But the sentiment of that sort of lingers around. And let me just cut right through what's going on here, why it's very foolish what he did, and why I don't think it'll hold up in court. Not only is critical race theory not taught, but no one knows what it is. The people that generated the concept were scholars somewhat 40 years ago that looked at the history of the United States through the prism of race going back to the early 1600s. And that's fine for scholars. The problem is, and it is true, that there are individual teachers around the country who don't understand any of this, and they try to lecture people on racial matters at ages that are inappropriate. I'll give you an example. In North Carolina, there's a teacher. She taught special ed, and she taught early childhood special ed. So these were kids probably in the kindergarten range, maybe first grade, maybe 4 years old, 5 years old, 6 years old. And she had an outline where she was going to teach them about whiteness, and you had to come to terms with it, and it was possibly bad. This is absurd. These are special ed kids who are kindergarten, first grade. It's ridiculous. The way to handle that is not an executive order saying don't teach critical race theory. That's just a dumb teacher. The way to handle that is to have professional educators set curriculum, set textbooks and all of that, and make them age appropriate. That's what it is. So this clown down there says, I'm going to ban critical race theory. He's also the guy during the campaign. There was a great shtick on one of the news shows last night where they just did a clip of every time he mentioned Martin Luther King. Yesterday was Martin Luther King's birthday, and in an admiring way. And you see Youngkin go, Martin Luther King, Martin Luther King, Martin Luther King. And then he sticks a knife in the whole thing, because by banning critical race theory, people on the right then in some cases won't permit the teaching of books by Toni Morrison in high school. They won't permit the teaching of Martin Luther King's speeches. In other words, they are using it inversely to cause harm, because some teachers, like the one with the early childhood of special needs, special ed kids in North Carolina, did it the other way. The way to handle that is professional educators. Age-appropriate curriculum and textbooks. And that's not just hard to do. I mean, we have professional educators out there. You don't need a clown like Youngkin posing for holy pictures. And what you really don't want is an executive order saying, I forbid the teaching of inherently divisive concepts. What are you going to teach? All you're going to teach then are hard sciences. And even then, did you know that up until about, I don't know, when I got out of college even, the whole idea of tectonic plates and geology was challenged. There was a Russian geologist in the 1920s who said there are these tectonic plates and the continents sit on them and they shift every once in a while. Everybody laughed at him. I'm surprised they didn't throw him in the nut house over there. Everybody laughed at him, and all the geology departments in the country all through the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Suddenly, other people did research, and they go, hey, maybe there's something to that. They're inherently divisive concepts. Relativity was an inherently divisive concept. So are quantum mechanics. I mean, come on. Come on. Then the other executive order, the clown rescinded the vaccine mandate for state employees. Virginia is going from one of the highest vaccinated states to down the pack and even lower. For some reason, executive order, next one, he terminated the Virginia parole board. Good luck with that one. I mean, some of the sentences are going to have a parole period. You better have some kind of board that looks at this in an orderly fashion. You can't just dump these people free. And you can't just ignore what's in the sentence. This guy's bad news. This guy is very, very bad news. You know, you're going to have much more COVID down there. Lawsuits over inherently divisive concepts. And he's doing it all to pander to a base he does not need to pander to. He's in for 4 years. He can't succeed himself. They do not permit successive terms. He's just trying to pose on the national scene. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.